It's brought to you by
All Pro Foundation Repair.
Here's David.
Thank you. Well, tonight is the final Late Show with Stephen Colbert. So last night was the penultimate show, and he had a cavalcade of stars that joined him for the Colbert Questionnaire. I guess this is a bit that he does with his guests.
Okay, it's I don't know.
Rapid-fire questions.
I don't know.
Don't watch. Don't care. But it was a little bit interesting, I guess, because the first guest star to ask a question was Billy Crystal. And his question was, what's the best sandwich?
Oh, man. What did Steven say?
Well, he had a two-part answer. He said, in the summertime, his favorite summertime snack is a tomato sandwich, which sounds terrible.
Terrible. Awful.
Like a BLT without the B and the L.
Yeah.
You always need BL. Right, BL?
You do.
The rest of the year, he says, a hot pastrami on rye with a little bit of mustard and perhaps a little coleslaw. And if it's not a kosher deli, a little Munster cheese on there.
I can dig that.
Yeah.
I love that sandwich.
That's a great sandwich.
Yep.
But yeah, I can't roll with the tomato sandwich.
No.
Josh Brolin asked a question. What's the scariest animal? Which Colbert says is a trapdoor spider.
Okay.
He finds them creepy. Brolin also gave him a gift, a ship in a bottle that was engraved with the phrase, may you always glide through life's sometimes tumultuous waters.
So Brolin, was he promoting anything or he just came on?
No, he just came on.
Okay, that's cool.
Martha Stewart asked a question. Mark Hamill asked a question. Ben Stiller asked a question. Aubrey Plaza asked Colbert if he's a dog or a cat guy. And Colbert answered dogs.
Good.
He's a dog guy.
Good.
De Niro asked, what number am I thinking of? And Colbert guessed 3. And De Niro said, I thought it would have been 2.5 million. That's the number of Epstein files Trump still hasn't released.
Just keep digging in.
Yeah. And then also appearing last night, Weird Al, Jim Gaffigan, Tiffany Haddish, Amy Sedaris, James Taylor, and Jeff Daniels.
Good Lord.
So, yeah, a lot of friends came out in support. And tonight is a mystery. We don't know what is going to be on the show. Not like I'm going to watch, but we'll, I guess, talk about it tomorrow.
Yeah.
Because it's E-News.
It is news.
This is a interesting development with Spotify. I mean, pretty much everybody has a Spotify account, whether they pay for it or not. You can get the free account.
Yeah, you're probably right. But I still think that there's that delineation between Spotify, Pandora, Apple Music. Some people just prefer the interface of one or the other or the algorithms of one or the other, and they don't jump to Spotify.
Yeah, see, I'm a sucker because I pay for both. I pay for Apple Music and Spotify.
Do you have Pandora?
No.
See, I have Pandora and Spotify. I use Pandora infinitely more than Spotify.
All right. Well, Spotify and Universal Music Group have announced a licensing agreement that will enable Spotify to launch a new tool powered by generative AI technology.
Oh, good.
So this announcement says it introduces a creation model where artists and songwriters can directly share in the value generated through AI-driven licensed covers and remixes on the Spotify platform. So this will be a paid add-on for Spotify Premium users. So if you're a Spotify Premium user and you pay for this AI tool, an incremental X number of dollars a month, they didn't unveil pricing, that you will be able to remix or have AI cover a song that is introduced to the tool.
Yeah.
The artist has to be participating in this program, but you can then say, you know, I want Britney Spears Toxic in the style of reggae, and then AI will spit it out, and then it will be in the Spotify library for anyone to listen to.
This is going to be a f***ing disaster.
And so it's an effort to monetize AI to create new versions of copyrighted songs in a controllable way that will make money for the artists and songwriters.
Jeez. Okay. That just gave me a headache.
Yeah. And by the way, you know, last week they celebrated their 20th birthday. Spotify has been around for 20 years. And part of that celebration was a new icon. They changed their icon.
The little green icon?
Yeah, on your phone to a disco ball.
And for good?
No.
Oh, just
people widely panned it. So everyone was hating on it.
Okay.
And it was always intended to be temporary, but they have acknowledged the backlash and say the 2D logo will return next week as planned.
Well, mine is still green.
Maybe you just haven't gotten the update.
Oh. Probably not.
Yeah, but like people are saying the person who designed this logo should be fired. And what the hell is this ugly app? Fix it now.
People hate change.
Yes, they
do. It's unbelievable how freaked out people get over something that small.
Yeah, just the icon that you tap to open it. Why do you care that much? All right, the Britney update. So
Britney!
The arrest report has been released from her DUI in March. And so
Were knives involved?
No. We knew that there was a 911 call. So the 911 caller described that there was an erratic driving person who was erratically slamming on the brakes and almost sideswiped three or four vehicles.
Oh, boy.
So then, once the patrol car is behind Britney and they turn on their lights, she stays in the middle lane and doesn't acknowledge.
Just keeps going.
She doesn't acknowledge that she's being pulled over. And so they had to throw on their siren to get her attention. So she finally pulls over and she rolls down the window and the officer noticed the distinct odor of an alcoholic beverage. And so she told the officer that the only alcohol she had consumed was a mimosa 7 hours earlier.
Okay, well, that sounds right. 7 hours.
Yeah. And then she said, I could probably drink 4 bottles of wine and take care of you. I'm an angel.
What does that mean?
I don't know. They asked her if she had taken any drugs, and she listed the medication that she had taken today. She had taken Prozac, Adderall, and Lamictal, which is a anticonvulsant and mood stabilizer.
What is Prozac? That's a mood stabilizer,
yeah,
right?
I guess. An antidepressant.
And then Adderall?
Yeah. Yeah.
Jeez.
And she said the last meal she ate was ice cream 6 hours ago.
Amen.
Yeah, what a kid.
So she had a mimosa and then some ice cream.
It's like drugged out ham. Like if ham was on all the pills, but then just ate his little ice cream with his Ranger helmet.
Yeah. So then they look into her purse and they see a bottle of pills labeled Adderall that were not prescribed to her. So illegal Adderall that she had. They also said there was an empty wine glass in the cup holder in the console between the driver and passenger seat. And she was the only one in the car. Her eyes were red and watery. Her pupils were dilated. She initially refused to exit her car, saying that she had been pranked and harassed in the past and didn't want to exit, and that she had the right as a woman to not exit her vehicle.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know if that's correct.
And at one point during her exchange with the officer, she broke into a British accent, and her mood changed from confrontational and agitated to flamboyant.
Man, okay, so they just released the Justin Timberlake one, which was a bunch of nothing, and he was freaking out like, oh my God, you're going to ruin my career if you show everybody that I was drinking. This would be a good one to watch.
Yeah. So after 10 objections to stepping out for a field sobriety test, she finally gets out of the car. They say her speech was rapid and slurred, her gait was unsteady, and she was fidgeting. And then she said that the lights were hurting her head. I don't know if she meant the
cop lights.
The lights on the the patrol car or the flashlight in her eyes.
Yeah, the cop lights. They hurt.
And they were trying to have her follow the pen light, and her head kept on moving after they were telling her to keep her head still. And she said that she was blind in her left eye, and that's why she couldn't see the officer's finger.
Huh. Don't know if we've heard that one from her before.
And then they ultimately got her back to the local precinct, where she did take two breathalyzer tests, and her blood alcohol was under the legal limit, 0.05 and 0.06.
Well, what the hell, man? She was right then.
Yeah. So I don't know. Like, is she just that insane that she just is unable to operate a motor vehicle and just randomly breaks into a British accent?
I don't like this, the way you're treating me, officer. I refuse to get out of the vehicle.
Hello!
Like, I would assume that there are massive, this is a Tiger Woods situation. No booze, but a monstrous amount of narcotics.
Yeah, whatever she took, she was not right.
Right.
And so she did plead guilty back at the beginning of May to reckless driving involving alcohol, drugs, or both. And so because it was her first offense, she was fined $571, placed on 12 months probation, and had to complete a 3-month substance abuse program, which I guess is still ongoing. She is out of rehab.
Yeah.
But I guess she still has to go to meetings or something. I don't know. All right, and last thing, because we do have a special guest coming up next, Mike Schmitz, the new GM of the Mavs. But Amy Schumer has opened up about health issues. So she talked about how she had Cushing syndrome because she was getting steroid injections, and that gave her moon face and made her gain a bunch of weight.
Moon face?
Yeah. So Cushing syndrome is a hormone disorder that occurs after you take too much cortisol for a prolonged period of time.
I'm sorry, you've been diagnosed with moon face.
Yeah, moon face.
So then she changed her diet and exercise routine and lost 50 pounds to, quote-unquote, survive Cushing syndrome. But she also talked about a procedure that she had that went horribly wrong. She says that she has not been feeling very sexual lately, and she just split with her husband.
Mm-hmm.
The reason that she has not been feeling very sexual, she says, I feel happier than I've ever been before, but I haven't been feeling very sexual because I had a botched colonoscopy. And she didn't go into detail on how indeed a colonoscopy can be botched. Like, did they go in the wrong hole?
That would be a rather big mistake, I think.
Like the camera comes up through her mouth.
Oh, God, no, that was the wrong way. Son of a bitch.
Yeah.
Sorry, we botched it.
So she didn't share any additional information on how her colonoscopy went awry, but it was bad enough that she's just not feeling sexy down there.
Yeah. All right, let's rant. It's brought to you by
Eatsy's Market and Bakery.
So no music?
We don't need it. We don't have time, Dave.
We don't have time.
Well,
we don't have a Gordon because the Musers, the podcast live is tonight at the Kessler.
The Musers, the podcast, the remote.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
he's getting
his
up.
Hair and makeup done.
Yeah, he is.
So we couldn't have him on, but we still have some ranty stories to share.
Indeed.
I don't know if you saw the video of this. It was viral last month. A Tennessee school board meeting. Did you hear about this?
Yeah. What were they going nuts about?
Okay, so there was a school board member, Keith Irvin, and he has been charged with assault.
Married to Nicole Kidman.
No, that's Keith Urban, and they're divorced now or separated.
Oh, okay.
This is Keith Irvin. So, April 2nd, there's a school board meeting in Tennessee, and there is a teen student that is speaking to the school board, and I guess addressing the assembled crowd that's there at the meeting. And after she finishes her presentation, she's going back, because I think she is a like the student representative on the school board.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's going back to her seat and...
A kid?
Yeah.
Okay.
Teenage girl.
Yeah, okay.
And so Keith Urban, as she is walking back to her seat, stands up, hugs her from the side, and says, "God, you're hot. Where do you go to school?"
What? No, I did not see this.
And so...
Is it caught on like a mic?
I think so, yes.
Oh, my God.
So then, at the next meeting, in the May meeting, May 7th, the same student addressed the school board and called out the adult members as cowards for their failure to act as he did this. Because then the school board meeting just continued after he was like, "God, you're hot."
Anyway.
And so he apologized. He said that calling her hot was intended to mean that she was on a roll and it had nothing to do with her appearance.
On a roll school boarding? Like what?
Well, just her presentation was so good. God, you're hot.
God, you're hot.
That was a great presentation. Like, what a failed...
You got a prom date?
What a failed excuse that was. And so, yeah, she told the board members that she does not accept, quote, "their fake apologies used to protect yourselves. I do not believe you deserve that peace of mind." So after she talked to them, they censured him. That was like the extent of the school board punishment. But now he has been officially charged with assault, and he has a court appearance scheduled in August.
Assault? Is that assault?
I mean, I guess you can define it as such. It's certainly harassment.
It's weird is what it is.
Yeah. Especially in that environment.
Very much so in the environment.
At a school board meeting.
What if you said, "God, I really like that shirt"?
Then that would be okay.
Are you sure?
Maybe.
I don't know. What is
it's open. Weird.
It's weird.
I think
I like your shirt.
I think the lesson is that
just don't say anything.
Adult men do not need to comment about anything relating to teen girls.
No, you're right. So there was a really, really bad example of this where I grew up when I was in college, and we went back to one of the parents' house for a party.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't remember what it was for, but I was probably 20. Okay. And there was a girl that we grew up with that she was a couple of years older than me. So, you know, 21, something like that. And she came to the party and she had big up tops.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
And she's in there talking to the group of dads who at the time are probably 50, 55, whatever. And she walks out of there and one of the dads, not her dad, turns to her dad and says, "Good Lord, Gene. Peggy's got T's the size of Texas."
God. What dad wants to hear that?
Well, not this dad, as he comes hard charging at him as fast as he can, and like three guys got to hold him back.
No doubt.
Rightfully so.
And that's so weird.
That is so gross. Okay, the other story that I have for you, it's a cautionary tale for all of the men listening. So a guy, 26 years old at the time, this was 7 years ago. But Stephen Hamill says he woke up one morning and he went for his morning wee.
Yeah.
And he looked down and his member was very swollen.
Okay.
And so he just thought, "Huh, that's weird." And he decided to ignore it and hoped it would go away. So then he went downstairs to make his morning cup of tea.
Yeah.
And he says he felt something wet. And he looked down, and there was blood down the cabinets and blood all over his feet and all over the kitchen floor.
Oh, no.
That his ween had more or less exploded.
What happened?
So he goes to the doctor, and the doctor says, well, you're only 26. It can't be penile cancer because that only affects men over 50. So he was diagnosed with a bacterial infection on the
head of his penis.
And he was sent home with some steroid cream. So he says the bleeding stopped, but that's when the pain started. He said it was as if a needle was poking the tip every second. Nonstop. Like he couldn't sleep. Like he would just pass out of exhaustion.
Yeah, I would imagine.
And then he would wake up and the pain would resume. And he says a month later, he passed out from the pain sitting in his brother's car. And when he woke up, blood was all over the seat and he had bloody pants. Bloody pants say, I love you. And so he was like, I know I need to go to the doctor, but his sister's wedding was the next day. So he decided to put off seeing the doctor, and he said that he wore adult incontinence panties.
Yeah.
Snake.
Under his suit at his sister's wedding to collect all the blood.
I just want to let all you know that I will send you a text once I put on and start wearing
panties you can pee in?
Or adult underwears that help me. You all need to know. It could be 5 years. It could be 10. It could be 40. I don't know. But I will let you all know. You deserve that.
So, yeah,
I'm wearing pants I can tinkle in now.
Yeah. So he said he was wearing Depends at his sister's wedding and drank copious amounts of gin to self-medicate. So then he goes to the doctor and he gets referred to a cancer hospital. And they tell him, well, you need to be circumcised. But when he woke up from that procedure, they told him, yeah, no, we're going to need to do more than that. That this is bad, and we're going to try and save as much as we can. But we're going to schedule the surgery in a couple days. So go home and enjoy yourself for a couple days, because then we're going to have to change you dramatically.
Like, remove it?
They had to cut the end of it off.
Oh, my God. So it's like gangrene or
trench
foot?
The cancer was isolated at the end, and they had to basically get rid of all the cancerous tissue, they had to chop off the end of it.
So then is it a case like we always hear about with cancer patients where odds are it comes back and they got to keep just knocking off of...
just another slice?
Yeah.
Like they're cutting a summer sausage.
Yeah.
Glad y'all waited till Mike Schmitz left to do this story. I don't think we would do it
with him. Mike, before we get into the Mavs, we got a quick story for you.
Have you ever had your penis cut off? So he says, luckily enough, he says, I was blessed. So even though they took off 4 inches, he says, I've got just under average length. So maybe he had like 9 to begin with.
Here's the other thing I don't understand about this story. Why are we hearing from him? Why do I know this story? If this was happening to you, would you be like, can I have the number to the New Jersey Ledger, please?
Well, he was on a cable morning show talking about this.
Why would you? Would you be even on this show? I guarantee you wouldn't. You'd be like, dude, look, this has been horrible. I'd rather not talk about having my ween filleted.
Nobody would.
I don't understand how these stories become public. Why do I know this?
He says he has enough to work with. It's just aesthetically a bit strange because it looks like a sea cucumber.
Yeah.
There's no ridge.
Right. Well, you know, again, it is what it is. At that point, you're just happy you have something and it's not cancerous, I guess.
Yeah. So
what part of the world was he from?
Don't know.
The world?
Yeah, he's from the world.
Don't you get a prosthetic or something though? Don't you take the advantage to upgrade?
I mean, I don't know if that's a possibility, but he said that he didn't need to. Well, I mean, I guess for appearances, I guess you might want to have a little helmet put on.
Yeah, for sure.
But and he says
is it that easy?
He says he has a kid, but he's
trust
single.
Trust me, it's easy.
He's single, so he's dating.
It's so easy.
Yeah.
It's like buying
like
a
day surgery, in and out.
Yeah, a can of Zen.
Yeah.
But he's dating, so at what point do you tell him, hey, my wiener's a little weird?
Little off.
That's a good true love test. Like, I got something to tell you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You may not like it, but most girls don't like
it anyway.
Anyway.
Yeah.
They're creeped out by them.
I don't blame them. They're gross.
So that's the rant.
Talk on circumcision.
All right. Good rant.